Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, we get the early love boat. It's Mason and Kaplan today.
So, are you going to try to keep Slee and I here past 112 today?
Where are you going?
Well, yeah, what do you got? You got something going on?
Yeah.
What are you going on?
I got a lot going on.
No, you don't.
I'm pulling an Otani. You don't need to worry about what I'm up to.
No, you don't have anywhere to be. You stick around.
Not a chance.
At least 120.
Nope. What's the longest you've got them to stay?
Well, we had the record breaker.
We did 445, I think, at one point.
What?
Yeah, we kept them around
for a while. And we got bumped for the AD at UCLA,
Martin Jarman.
Right? Jarman.
Right.
We got bumped for Martin Jarman.
They got you to stay over 30 minutes after?
Yeah. And even Ireland did, right?
Right. And it was Morales, who was in the middle, who kept blowing off commercial breaks.
Yep.
Like, when Morales does it, it's okay. When everybody else does it, it's a problem.
Yeah. Right, right.
But Morales was blowing off commercial breaks just to see how long we could keep Mason and Ireland in the studio.
And we got bumped.
Was there any point where you're just like, that's it, I'm going home?
No, I was going to break the record. I don't even know what the record was,
no, but we were
if you
try
say
break
there's
it.
A record, I want to break
you
it.
You are about the record.
I'm all about the records and the awards, man.
Here's what you guys can do today.
All right.
If you take it to 4,
yeah,
it's about a half hour into pre. I'll still get all those reads in starting at
4.
Oh, okay.
Do your thing, Mace.
So you're saying over, and we can't overlap with Slee in the pre.
What
so
I'm saying,
people have become accustomed to Slee in the pre. Hello, yeah. Laker fans.
What I'm saying,
I need to hear those words right in the pregame.
It's a new record. Now you're doing it into play-by-play. Who knows what's next?
Take it all the way through.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Could go back to your days where you and Ireland were on for 24 hours.
Oh, that's right. The old 24-hour
never-ending super crosstalk.
Yeah.
That just until you touch the beginning of the next super crosstalk the next day.
Right. So what are you on Otani about? I don't have time to read 10,000 words. What is the summary of Tim Keown's article? Because I personally like the fact that he's mysterious, that there's a mystique to Otani. I think that's one of the reasons he's got great appeal, is you wonder, who is this? What's this guy about? You don't have to share everything. Like, I don't want to see a picture of Shohei at the beach with his wife and his dog Decoy. You don't have to share everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do.
But what's your critique?
Because you keep saying everything.
Everything.
Nothing.
There's mystique.
Nothing.
Mysterious.
No, it's weird.
He's mysterious.
It's weird.
Mystique.
But I'll tell you this, if it was Barry Bonds, remember when Barry Bonds kind of was always being criticized? He's got his own chair.
Right.
He's got his own section of the locker room.
Right.
Like for Barry Bonds, everybody's like, bad guy.
Well, he was an a-hole.
Right.
It is.
But Otani, it's like, mysterious.
Right. He's not an a-hole.
He's not a bad guy and he's not an a-hole.
Yeah.
But my objection is not that he has a private life or that he wants to keep it that way.
Right.
My objection is not that we don't know everything about him.
Right.
Like you said, I don't know how long this piece was. It's long. 10,000 words, right?
Yeah.
It's a solid 20 minutes to read this thing. It's long.
Yeah,
you should read it.
Yeah.
Read it on the show.
Oh, read it live. Well,
that's a good idea.
We'll do
it live.
We'll break the record.
Yeah.
10,000 words.
Why don't we every segment read?
Alternate paragraphs. Alternate every segment.
A reenactment. A dramatic reading.
By the way, this is going to take a week if you guys do every segment of paragraph.
Exactly. And we'll blow off all the spots and read the entire article on the air.
Look, if we want to push Super Crosstalk to reread Tim Kuhn's article, I'm here for it. Anything else?
Don't you have a motorcycle gang to get to?
We're going to get to the pythons in a second.
Yeah.
No, I just find it odd that he went and talked to as many people as he did. There's not one person at the Angels that said, you know, I spent a little time with him. There's not one person. Not that we got to know anything. Nobody knows anything. It's very peculiar to me that this is a guy that's been in Major League Baseball for going on 7 seasons. And there's not one person that knows. What the Dodgers didn't know he's getting married until he announced it on Instagram.
Right, sure.
Are you saying, though, that he doesn't come off as being a good teammate?
No. That's not it at all. It's neither good nor bad teammate. Because you know who's a good teammate? Guys that play really well.
Yeah.
Right? Everything else we can do.
Yeah, if he goes 2-for-4 with a bomb tomorrow.
If you're a marginal player and you're kind of a you know what? Then I can't tolerate that. But he's not going to be a marginal player. He's a great player. I find it really odd that somebody that has been here for this long, there isn't one. People hung out with Michael Jordan.
Sure.
People hung out with Charles Barkley and Tiger Woods and LeBron James. Not that we know everything about their lives, but it wasn't a big fat zero.
But he's just a private guy. He's a quiet, private guy.
Nothing in 7 years.
And by the way, and the language barrier is huge.
Okay. But hold on a second.
I mean, he's a stranger in a strange land.
Fair enough.
Really? That sounded so...
That sounds really kind of stranger. And
Yamamoto's been here for 5 minutes, and he and Joe Kelly already hang out and play
good
golf.
For him.
There's already a guy that he's got. He's
sure,
got a guy.
Sure.
I'm not saying you got to have 30 guys. A guy.
What about when Ohtani gave his MVP speech all in English?
Yeah, it was nice.
That was cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got some English in there.
Sure.
Yeah. What is that not sharing himself?
No.
He actually learned English for that. He learned a speech for that.
You're preoccupied with the giving it to us. He didn't give it to people in private that no one knows anything about. Let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
Let's say, how long? You and I have worked together now for 9 years.
9 years, yes.
Okay. Let's say that over 9 years, you didn't know if I was married, had a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a family, where I grew up, and nothing. Now, I show up here at 10 o'clock in the morning, I leave at 1:12, and that's
God,
it.
Without
and
all that stuff, what the hell are we going to talk
Why
about?
Why are you leaving so early?
And no, you don't know the first thing about me. We worked together for 9 years. That'd be weird. You don't
it
know,
would be
and,
weird. That's
all
I'm
saying.
But how can we sit here together
that's all I'm saying.
And do a radio
Mason,
show without
Mason,
knowing each
they're
other?
They're in airplanes, they're in hotels, they're in dugouts. They're doing the exact
there
same thing we're doing.
They're just private.
They're in club. Yeah. I'm not saying he's got to be an open book. I'm saying
nothing. Does it matter? Does it matter?
We're on the same page, my man.
Does it matter now more because of how weird of a situation that Shohei finds himself in? That
if
none of this stuff basically happened over the last week, is it just, hey, does it matter? No, because the guy is a baseball player and he's making $700 million and he's going to probably have 45 bombs this year. Does it only matter now because of the predicament over the last week?
No, because I said this to you 6 months ago.
I know, but it didn't matter. And it never mattered.
Right. With the Angels, it never mattered.
But you know what's interesting about this is that, think about the Dodgers, okay? You say that the Dodgers didn't know that he was getting married till he announced it, right? So the Dodgers, all the Dodgers did was say, that guy right there is the best baseball player on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the best marketing tool.
He's
going to
make us
have
so much money.
Let's sign him. And it was as if, okay, hey, we just take him at face value for what we saw in Anaheim. And when you give somebody that kind of money, don't you think that when you're the Dodgers, you're not the Royals, when you're the Dodgers and you're giving somebody $700 million, don't you think that they go, hey, before we sign this thing, let's make sure we do all the things you
do. They are so blinded that literally none of that mattered. To get Shohei Ohtani, you just said, the international star, the advertising and marketing that's going to come with it, they probably start next season in Japan, the opportunity in Asia. To answer your question, no.
Right.
I don't think any of that mattered.
But I'm watching these workouts with these NFL players, these kids. You know what I mean? They're going to be the top three quarterbacks taken.
Yep.
Every NFL team is going to do a background check on these guys. You know, they all have team security. So they're going to want to know everything about these guys from the time they're little kids.
And they're not investing $1 billion in them.
Right.
They're investing tens of millions, but not $700 million.
So it kind of just makes me feel like, why did the Dodgers, and I'm not saying they would have found anything.
Right.
I'm just saying that it seems like they also, as an organization, know zero about this guy other than he can swing.
Or they do know.
Maybe.
They know what they signed up for. This is the Ohtani experience.
This was,
secretive, private. He's not. I know, Trav, you want to see an Instagram story of what he's having for lunch.
I do.
Right? You want to see
yes,
Shohei
I do.
Just tweeted, he's having a Reuben, by the way. I just saw on his
corned beef or pastrami.
Corned beef.
Really? Yeah. No, because a Reuben is not with pastrami.
I agree with you.
That's a Rachel.
I agree with you. It's not, but some places put pastrami in
it's
a cap,
right.
And you got to read
it's
the menu carefully.
Right, no.
I agree. It's a corned beef. We got our sauerkraut. We got our Russian dressing and our Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
everything.
Beat it.
By the way, Russian dressing, not Thousand Island dressing.
Russian.
It's Russian. It's that red dressing. That's the one I want.
I'm aware of what's on the sandwich.
He wants to know what shampoo he uses.
Yeah, what shampoo?
Right. Well, you'll have to wait for the TV commercials.
Yeah. Right, and I would imagine we're going to find out as
he
does
lying about that.
Although I'll say this. Isn't it interesting that he
you have 2 minutes.
Toiled away for 6 years in Anaheim. We know nothing.
Right.
He takes one step into the bright lights, and there's a gambling scandal, and he's all uber private, and we're criticizing him for that. Yeah. It's like, bam. Just like all of a sudden, you're a Dodger, and the criticism level goes up.
He finally joined a major league organization.
Well, that's
true. That's right. Yeah. Listen, I've seen guys go from the Padres, Slee, to Boston or New York. And I would say to these guys as they would leave town, I go, hey, now you're stepping up to the big leagues. And people would get offended by that. I'm like, no, I'm telling you that you could live a very private life playing for the Angels. You cannot live a private life playing for the Dodgers.
Or the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Right.
Yep.
You just can't do it.
No.
You know, you can do it in Anaheim. You can do it in San Diego. You can do it in Kansas City. You can do it in these other cities. You cannot do it in L.A. or New York.
Especially if your name is Shohei Ohtani.
Yep. And you're making $700 million.
Would either of you two like to join the Pythons?
First of all, I don't own a Midas motorcycle.
No, nor do I.
Yeah,
so
nobody in the bike club right now owns a motorcycle.
Like Cody doesn't own a motorcycle.
Zero.
Cap, are you a motorcycle guy at all?
I'll ride one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will not.
I never have.
Mace, you ride behind me.
Yeah, no.
And then
put your arms around his waist.
I drive.
So I have a fantasy is the wrong word. An aspiration.
Okay, good.
To own a Harley at some point in my life and take long scenic rides through like Santa Barbara County, Los Olivos, and just be by myself. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Sounds great.
I know I never will because I'm terrified of motorcycles.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But doesn't that sound, we'll be very respectful. We'll dress, you know, we'll wear the uniform. We'll wear a lot of leather and vests.
Sure.
But we'll follow the
patches,
rules of the road.
Over the
speed limit says 35. They're going 30.
Who's in?
Exactly.
Right. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Well, I've done that, not on a motorcycle. I've done that on a road bike where I've just been out in the middle of nowhere riding for miles and miles and miles. And it's the most peaceful thing there is, assuming that there's no cars all over the place.
Yeah.
But I'm in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get done. I'm going to walk to the other side of the building, okay, to our marketing consultants. Who's the first MC here at 710 that can get us a Harley deal?
Oh, let's go.
Okay?
Yeah. Let's go.
I want a Harley deal. And by the way, if you go to Harley, before you even sign with Harley, you go to Indian. And you have a bidding war of road bike motorcycles so we can all join the Pythons.
We'll go.
Let's all join.
We wear the
and
jacket.
What's the patch on the back? It says "Be kind."
Yeah, be kind. Yeah, we're very respectful. We're not
taxes.
We're not
taxes offending. Are due and it has the date.
We're nice. We're a nice gang.
We're right. We're gonna show up. We're gonna have a nice glass of wine. We're gonna go home at a reasonable hour.
We break up fights.
Yeah,
guys.
Right.
We don't start.
Take it easy.
Can't
we all get along?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, all right.
Where am I going?
Said take it easy.
Dana Hills to Soro.
By the way. We've got several Shohei Ohtani anecdotes coming up.
You'll be the first.
Tim June was wrong.
You'll be the first. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
By the way, real quick, sorry, it's 3:30. You're on until 3:30.
Because I'm leaving at 2:30.
No, you're on until 3:30.
No, I heard you said 2:30, so I'm holding.
I made a mistake.
It.
You're 3:30.
3:30. Okay.
I mean, it almost screwed up the rest of my day. Seriously, I was like, wait, we're only on till 2:30?
Yeah,
I had scheduled till 3:30.
Almost screwed up.
Plus,
my day
I put
too.
Together all this stuff for the show, and then you cut it an hour short.
Not only that. But I mean, I have like meetings this afternoon.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, after the show, I got meetings.
Like sided meetings?
Like important stuff,
man. Oh, nice.
Man.
You know? Are the first host at this radio station that asked for more time.
Who
Everyone
is?
Else said, I want less time.
Oh,
you,
I want
you
more.
You wanted more time. Here's Everybody usually says, give me less time. I don't want to work.
I want to be on the air as much as possible.
Yeah,
now,
me
Cappy,
too.
The station's a little scarce of Cappy right now.
Yeah, it's really actually kind of bothering me a little bit.
You were actually upset yesterday.
Yeah, because I'm on today.
Yeah.
Okay. But then tomorrow, Thursday, Sedano and Cap is preempted by the NCAA basketball tournament. Which, by the way, quick timeout here. Okay. Full stop for
time
a quick second.
Timeout granted.
Right. So I'm standing here in LA Live up here at the ESPN studios. I look across the street to crypto.com, and in the courtyard in LA Live, they're building these basketball courts. And Schmucko over here says, This is me. I'm Schmucko. I go, what are they doing? Like, what? They're building basketball courts out there. Gee, I wonder what's that all about? And it took a few. Did anybody hear any guesses? Why would they be building basketball courts
because
here
North,
in LA?
Because the regional finals are
yes,
over there. Yeah.
Yes,
North Carolina,
yes.
Arizona, those guys.
But me,
Sweet 16,
I'm like,
eight.
Well, I had like virtually zero exposure. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
Did you
I
watch
forgot.
Any of it?
Yeah, no. But what I mean is I forgot that the Sweet 16 is going to be played at Crypto. And because you know why? Because I'm not going to the game tomorrow on Thursday.
Okay.
And on Friday, it's you and me, buddy. It's you and me, Mace, and Yachtly crew. Okay.
Oh, Friday night.
Friday night.
I thought you were coming in on Friday afternoon.
No. So here's
Friday night, Yachtly crew, absolutely.
It's going to be
loose tonight.
We're going to be getting loose tonight.
Getting loose tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had to look at the basketball courts in the courtyard and had no idea what was going on.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And yes, there is a scarcity of Cappy around here, third person, because off to tomorrow because of preempted because of the basketball tournament.
Right.
Friday preempted because of Lakers basketball.
Yep.
Okay. Then next week, I'm like on this college tour with my daughter.
Oh, is that what's going on? So where are you going?
I'm going to Cal Poly SLO, which is where she thinks she's going to college. And then we got preempted next week, like a few days, because of the Lakers. So,
by the way, Cal Poly SLO, really good parties.
Oh, yeah?
Great
Is that
parties.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I just
very,
gotta say,
very good parties.
Give her the permission slip on that.
That's
what college is all about.
That's
it's all
we're
about
going.
Partying.
It's either UCSB or SLO. You can go to both.
Okay. Well, that's where we're going.
Yeah, UCSB, Juan went to UCSB. He minored in drugs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really? minored in drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'll just say this. You run the show. I'm here to hang out.
Yeah.
But I just want to say one thing before we get started.
Okay.
I'm wearing my Yachtly crew hat.
Yes.
Okay. Friday night, if you've got tickets to the whiskey,
yep,
it is going to be on. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, I even got hotel rooms across the street.
Wow.
Because I'm planning on getting
after
loose.
After party?
After party, pre-party.
Man.
I'm planning on getting loose on Friday night, just so you know.
Now, this is going to be, is this Flo Rider, right?
No,
this is Pitbull.
Pitbull.
If you
I always mix up Pitbull and Slow Rider.
You do?
Yeah.
Slow Rider?
I mean, they're both from the 305.
They're both 305.
They're 305.
Put out bangers.
They do. If we played a Flo Rida song and Cappy, you tried to be Pitbull as Flo Rida, it would sound exactly the
Pitbull
same.
Pitbull as Flo Rida. Yeah.
It would sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think they work
together.
That's
probably
somehow
blasphemy, but oh well.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I won $10,000 mythical dollars last night on the Lakers plus 9.5. We're going to talk a little bit about that game as I continue to lead Mythical Money, Bergman.
Yes, you do are leading Mythical Money, and Mythical Money is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for the first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, and I lost the rest of the
That's thing. All right, Cappy. Prize Picks.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Prize Picks right now.
Yeah, okay.
You
daily
guys,
fantasy sports made easy.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys kind of, we're going to compete here for a second, okay?
In what way?
In this way.
Okay.
I would like everybody to download the Prize Picks app and use the code Cappy.
Okay.
Okay? That's what I would like everybody to do.
Oh, we are going to compete, yeah.
So I want you to download the Prize Picks app, use the code Cappy for that first time deposit match 100% up to $100. You put in $100, they put in $100, you got $200.
Good deal.
Okay, so it's me, Beto, and 3 million people all around the country that are all playing on Prize Picks. But Mace, last night.
Yes.
I had Damian Lillard last night. And I put him together with a hockey player named Connor McDavid. Anybody know who Connor McDavid
sure.
is?
Yeah, Connor McDavid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Connor
really
McDavid
good.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, what did he
sucks.
Need to do?
In the league.
Yeah,
need
well,
to score
he
a goal?
Sucks.
Need
no.
to score a goal?
Let me tell you what happened. I needed Dame Lillard and Connor McDavid to combine for more than 6.5 three-point shots made and shots on goal. Okay?
Okay.
So Dame Lillard went like 3-for-14
yeah,
in the
he
game
had a rough
last night,
night yeah.
against the Lakers. And Connor McDavid, my man, your team won, no problem, but not one shot on goal.
Yeah.
Not one. And you see, yesterday was Taco Tuesday, and they gave you the discount on Bam Adebayo and his rebounds.
Right.
So I had Bam, took it. Then I had I had Damian Lillard, and I had Connor McDavid, and they stunk. And so I lost.
So you lost last night.
I lost. Yeah. So now I got to figure out what I'm going to do today for the Lakers. And whoever I'm playing for the Lakers, I'm putting together with Luke Littler. Anybody know who Luke Littler is?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Littler is a 17-year-old dart phenom for 3.5 180s. Okay, he's been on fire recently. He's been getting like 5 180s per match. Okay, so
what does that even mean?
It means when you look at the dartboard,
yeah.
Okay, and they have like the red and the green and the red and the green. When you look at like the green part, I think you have to hit that green part, and he's got to get 3.5 180s.
Yeah, okay. Triple 20 three times.
Yeah, you tell him. You tell him, BC.
Got it. And he's only 17?
Yeah, he's 17. He's a phenom.
Wow. And what does that have to do with Prize Picks?
Well, you can play darts on Prize Picks.
Oh, you can play darts on Prize Picks?
So I put together the darts guys with the basketball guys, with the hockey guys, with the League of Legends guys.
How do you even keep track of all this?
Well, I don't really know what I'm doing. I just make the plays.
Yeah, yeah.
So download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy.
Yes, do that.
For a first deposit match of 100%. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks.
Let me tell you something. Last night. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the Lakers game.
Okay.
They're down 19.
Right.
And I said to myself, thankfully I didn't tweet it, but I said to myself,
what'd you say?
Pull the starters, man.
They're done. They're toast.
We got a game in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Are you kidding me? No, Anthony Davis shouldn't be still
the game
out there.
Night? Where's the game tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. The game is in Memphis.
Memphis.
Tonight.
Yeah,
you got a game
Memphis,
in Memphis
Milwaukee,
tonight.
Right.
So I thought, yeah, pull the starters because this ain't happening. Right. And they just kept grinding away. That was, you know what that was? That was, James Worthy said it last night, that was a character win.
Mm-hmm.
That was a, we are going to grind out this win anytime they could have thrown in the towel. When you're down 19, you can throw in the towel. You can say, that's it. They never threw in the towel. They just kept grinding away until they got back into that game. And it turned into, I think, one of the best wins of the season, if not the best.
I would say that last night with LeBron sitting on the bench, and by the way, people don't want to hear this, and thankfully Sedano's not here today, because if I said this to Sedano, he would immediately send me to Terminal H, okay, and he'd shut me down.
Okay. I will not. Here, you can say whatever you want.
Here's the bottom line. Whether you like it or you don't like it, the Lakers have played 10 games so far this year without LeBron. They're 6-4 without LeBron. I'm not saying to you they're better, because LeBron's still great, but they play a better brand of team basketball when he's sitting on the bench. And the reason for that is because when he's on the floor, everybody's like, here, LeBron, tell us what to do. Here, you take it, LeBron. Oh, wait, you're giving it back to me? It's my turn?
Right,
okay,
LeBron
great.
Is the initiator.
Right, well, when he's not on the floor, okay, or when he's not available to play and he's not in uniform, it's like, hey, this is the way team basketball works.
But you think the Lakers are better without LeBron on the floor?
They play better team basketball. And by the way, here's something else. Give it up to Anthony Davis. See, now I can't go to Terminal H.
Yeah.
Give it up to Anthony Davis, and here's why. Because you could see him late in that game. Not only did he play over 50 minutes in the game, but he was hurting badly. Okay, and he's out there toughing it out because he's like, LeBron's not here, my team. Everybody's counting on me.
Yes.
Okay? And he came up with some huge plays, whether it was the block shot on Dame.
Oh, the block shot on Dame was great.
The free throws.
Yep.
I mean, he came up huge last night. My team when LeBron's not around.
Okay, but hopefully LeBron is going to be available tonight. You do want him to come back tonight,
well,
right?
They need him tonight because everybody's beat up from last night.
Yeah, I mean, and AD is questionable
for
tonight.
They both are. So AD and LeBron are both questionable.
I guess LeBron's always questionable. Yeah,
LeBron's always questionable, but McMenamin said that is most likely going to be available. McMenamin.
Did McMenamin say anything about AD or only about LeBron?
Say that he's questionable. He's just questionable. He was also injured last night, so he played 52 minutes through
the
injury.
The knee thing, and he kept playing. They kept keeping it loose, I guess they said, after the game. And
it was a heart win. That was one of those games where they had to keep it loose.
They had to keep it loose. Down 19,
now,
play
Cappy,
loose.
Cappy, do you think that it's only when LeBron, every team in the league, that only when LeBron's off the floor that does the ball moves around better? If you take Giannis off the floor, do you think the ball moves better in Milwaukee?
No.
No?
No. I think LeBron is such an overbearing.
KD off the floor.
No.
When you have a ball dominant player, you're wrong, I think.
Right.
I can tell.
When you have a ball-dominant player, they are going to consistently have the ball in their hand. What is the stat that's for when you have
usage
the ball?
Usage rate?
Usage rate.
LeBron's usage rate is huge.
Yeah, it's really high. All those players have a high usage
up,
rate. Yeah, there you go. It's going to happen on every team. Yeah, usage rate.
The amount of time the ball is in your hands.
Really? Right. You guys are breaking down usage rate?
No. It's really easy, though. How much time does LeBron have the ball in his hands, and how does it compare to other star players?
Okay. And?
That's what usage rate. Well, I got to look it up.
Okay,
so
well,
now,
I've never heard of it.
With no LeBron on the floor, you don't have that ball-dominant guy because it's Anthony Davis is the other star that he can't be the ball-dominant guy.
I know, but—
So it flows around better.
I understand.
It's a good thing.
I understand, but let me just say this. You know, usage rate aside, because that's a new stat to me. I only heard about it about 30 seconds ago. usage rates aside, what I'm saying is that LeBron is such an overbearing personality. It's LeBron's team.
Right.
He's the star. He's the billionaire. He's the walking economy. He's the multi-time champion. He's the MVP.
Yep.
He's the GOAT. This is LeBron's team. And when LeBron is on the floor, everything goes through LeBron because it's not about usage rate. It's about this is LeBron's team.
You think I'm exaggerating? You're completely misconstruing. I'm gonna use the word that way.
I'm misconstruing.
Misconstruing. Yeah. I mean, you are screwing it up.
Usage rate.
Yeah.
So, what percentage of the time when you're on the floor does the guy have the ball? To me, this is sort of illustrates your point.
Okay, go ahead.
So, who do you think has the highest usage rate in the league?
Who's got
the ball in their hands the most? Who is the single most ball dominant player in the league? Big name.
Luka.
Luka, exactly. Luka's got the ball 36% of the time in his hands.
You Googled it.
I just guessed it because he has the ball in his hand all the time.
Oh. Second, yeah. Giannis.
Giannis, huh?
Yeah. Third, Shea.
Shea.
Four, Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Five, Victor Wembanyama. When are we going to get to LeBron? Six, Jalen Brunson. Seven, Steph Curry. Eight, De'Aaron Fox. Nine, Trae Young. Jaren Jackson. Jason Tatum. Cade Cunningham. Devin Booker, Kyle Kuzma, Paolo Banchero, and then LeBron James.
But he's number one on the Lakers.
He's definitely number one on the Lakers in terms of usage rate. Okay. And that makes sense. He's your initiator. He's basically your point guard when he's on the floor.
Can we agree on one thing?
What?
At least? That at least three of the biggest wins of the year have come when LeBron's been on
the
bench.
Four, probably.
Yeah, probably four games. Okay. They beat Milwaukee twice, right? Knicks and Boston.
Yeah.
And in Boston, no.
Anthony Davis was on the bench as well.
Although, you know, there's such a thing as, have you ever heard the missing man theory?
The missing man theory?
Yeah.
No, tell me.
So the missing man theory is whenever, the very best player is off the floor for any team or out of the game for any team, that everybody sort of rises up collectively and wins that game.
I'll buy that.
So missing man theory, I think, is part of how they were able to win last night. They play harder.
I'll just say this. I give them all the credit in the world because, honestly, when you're down 19 points going into the fourth quarter and LeBron's on the bench and you're on the road and you're playing against one of the better teams in the entire NBA, at most teams would mail it in. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I give these guys a ton of credit.
Yeah, Derek Fisher said last night there was any number of times they could have just thrown in the towel emotionally and said it's not our night.
And you want to know something, Mace?
Mm.
Now, guess what?
What?
The Lakers are going to win the championship.
I love you, Cappy.
Why?
Because
what?
When you're on Sedano and Cappy, you say when they lose, you say it's over, it's all done. And when they win, they're going to win.
They're going to win the championship.
Yeah,
right.
They're in for John. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that was the best line you've ever dropped, Brian.
Yeah, they're going to win the championship now because they beat Milwaukee last night.
You just go from one extreme to the
other. I'm on the roller coaster.
I'm on the
emotional roller coaster.
So they're always either going to win it all or going to miss all together.
This time of the year, this time of the year, yes.
They're right in the thick of it.
Yeah, this time of the year.
Do you realize they've got the 25th easiest schedule? Or I guess
25th.
The 25th hardest schedule.
Yes.
They've got
fifth easiest.
Right. Six, I know that. I mean, I didn't know usage rate, but I knew that.
Yeah, fifth easiest schedule. And they are only three games out of the six. I mean, Golden State pulled off that win last night. Houston's coming hard. I don't know who's going to actually get that eight slot, but the Lakers have to do whatever they can to get to the seven, eight, or if they can get into the six, that's where you want to be. Avoid the play-in.
A couple weeks ago, I was sure they were going to get to the six.
Yeah.
Then they started losing games. I was like, oh, they're done. Now they're going to win the championship. See? Emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, coming up next for you. Dodgers made another long-term commitment. Another long-term commitment. We'll talk about that. Is it a good investment? That's next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Man, I love playing poker. It is my game and my favorite casino. And the only place I play poker is Commerce Casino. And I'm not bluffing here. You see me at the tables all the time. Commerce Casino Hotel, the largest poker room in the world. That is legit, and there is no better place to play in Southern California than Commerce. There's always a seat at the table for you. The poker action never ends at Commerce. This year alone, the Commerce Casino will pay out over $20 million in jackpots. Great food at Commerce, amazing staff, beautiful hotel rooms, They got daily tournaments going on all the time, and the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the official home for Mandy's 3 this coming June. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com, and I will see you at the Commerce. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. At that age, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's Flo Rida.
No, this is Mr. Worldwide.
No, this is Flo Rida.
Don't listen to him, Mace.
Low, 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 low. So Cappy's in here today.
Can you do a pit bull for this song, Cappy?
I don't think I can pull it off.
You don't think so?
You try to mix
Mr.
it?
Mr. Worldwide? Yeah, it's he's a 305 boy?
Yeah. I mean, they're both 305 guys.
They are 305 boys.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, you know, tomorrow we're going live.
We'll do it live?
We'll do it live tomorrow. We are going to go to the...
We'll do it live!
...scene of where I got hammered. Was that last year or 2 years ago that I got hammered at Clearman's Galley?
2 years ago?
2 years ago,
is it a trial of the century?
Yeah, trial of the century.
Oh, I remember the trial of the century. You did get wasted that day.
I did.
Absolutely wasted.
Morales got me wasted.
Right.
You got yourself wasted.
He literally was forcing martinis on me. I had no interest whatsoever.
He held you down.
Drink one more martini. One more.
He held you down and poured it down your throat is what you're
saying.
That's
only two. You're a lightweight. I'll believe in you if you have a third martini. So anyway, that's where we're going tomorrow. Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel. 10 a.m. with Slee and Trav till 4 o'clock with me and DeMarco. Special thanks to Cerveza, Corona Extra, the official Cerveza of La Vida Mas Fina. Find the fine life. We'll see you tomorrow, Clearman's Galley. And do we have any hijinks scheduled?
No hijinks. If I'm not there, no hijinks.
Oh, there can be hijinks.
No way. No hijinks without me.
There at the last place without you.
Yeah, you weren't a part of the pie eating
contest.
You weren't part of the pie eating contest.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I destroyed that.
God,
absolutely destroyed you.
By the way, I went back and looked at it, and a lot of people have analyzed it.
Yeah.
Your piece of pie was smaller than mine.
I had the largest piece of pie.
Get out of Don't here.
I wasn't going to say
I didn't notice
it. Wait a minute. When did you turn on me, Brian? You're always in this with me.
Right, but I mean, that's kind of a lame excuse.
It's very. he had a sliver of pie, and I had a full-on quarter of the pie.
Really? So you don't ever believe. By the way, if you actually go back and watch the video also, you go into it, and both Morales and I just pull our heads up and let you go for about 3 to 5 seconds before we dip into it.
Well, prior to that,
still beat you.
Why did you pause?
Because we wanted you to stick your face directly into it and then us not do anything.
Oh, and you were going to just not go ahead and
just not going to go.
You
but you went into it nice and softly so it wasn't really on your face. I was like, I'll just go into it.
Yeah.
But prior to Islands last Thursday, when was the last time you've had your face in pie?
it's a fantastic question.
Probably college.
What are you laughing at? You animal? I was just asking him about like
Yeah. Asking. No, probably college.
College.
Yeah.
College is the last time, huh? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Nice key lime?
Yes. So, stop, guys.
Bergie.
Grow up.
Like, I know, grow up, Bergman.
You guys got to grow
up.
You
animal.
Grow up.
Goodness gracious.
So, the Dodgers continue their spending spree today, Cappy. 10 years, $140 million for Will Smith. He's 28 years old, so they're taking him through his age 38 season. We don't have any contract details except to know the annual average value is $14 million a year, and it's a 10-year deal, and it's the third biggest contract ever given to a catcher.
But you know what? It doesn't even sound like that much, does it?
It does not.
Right? Like, when you hear about these guys that sign a 10-year, $300 million contract, you're like, whoa, you know? Or like Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, oh, this guy Shohei Ohtani, right? You hear these ultra mega contracts.
Right.
10 years, 140 sounds like a crap ton of money, right? But you know what it also sounds like? Like, when they don't think he can play anymore, or
right,
when he can't play for them anymore, somebody will take them
for $14 million a year.
Right,
yeah, he's
nothing.
The value.
No problem.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you he hits more home runs per dollar this year than Shohei.
Per dollar?
Per dollar.
Yeah. Well, in other words, how much is a Will Smith home run compared to a Shohei Ohtani home run?
It's about 32%. In other words, Ohtani's salary versus Will Smith's salary, for every home run that is hit, it costs them only about 30% of Ohtani's salary. Does that make any sense at all?
I thought you were just talking out your ass there. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, wait a second. What is Ohtani's theoretical salary supposed to be?
$2 million.
$70 million.
No, you got to count him as 70.
$2 million.
Ohtani's $70 million. Will Smith is theoretically, call it $14 million.
Right.
Okay. So it is what? It's one fifth, right? One fifth?
Yes.
Okay. So one fifth, if you're doing the math, is what? 20%?
God, nobody told me there would be math.
I don't know if I'm doing it right.
I don't think you're doing it right.
I don't ever understand when people take out their calculators and they're like, hold on, I'll figure out the percentage. And then they're like 0.20 of this. And I'm like, how'd you do that? Like, I don't know how to do that.
It's just not in my wheelhouse.
Not in mine
10%?
Either.
Got it. 5% can do it.
I just find it interesting that it's 10 years because he's 28 years old. It's going to be his year 38 season when it's all over. And he's never going to be a DH because Shohei's the DH for the next 10 years.
But he's got value in 5 years. He's got value.
He does have
DH
value.
Going somewhere else.
So that's the other thing, part of it, too. You have the number one prospect, Dalton Rushing, who's behind him. And he's 23 years old, so probably ready to come up soon. So if they wanted to move him, it's actually a movable contract. I don't think they should move him, but it is a movable contract with only 14 a year. I just think it's interesting what you do with him, because if something happens where he can't catch anymore, you're not moving him into the field. Where are you going to put him?
Yeah, the only place you have is DH, and obviously Shohei Ohtani's there. I mean, I think as of this moment, though, I mean, he's your cleanup hitter.
Yeah.
He's a cornerstone of your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying out, I think, a year of arbitration in this deal, which is great. And $14 million a year is, cheap. I think, a bargain.
Listen, cheap. Just look around. And forget about position for position, but just look around for a second. What did Corey Seager sign for down in Texas?
$320?
Okay.
$325?
Okay, so think about that. You know, like $325. I mean, that's like a monster. It's three times the size of this deal.
Yeah.
You know, Will Smith is, to your point, he is one of your cornerstone, heart and soul, he's part of who you are kind of guys. And you got him for 10 years, in theory,
yep.
for a measly, in baseball terms, $14 million.
Yeah, $14 million a year. I don't know. Nobody should be in freakout mode over this one. $14 million is fine. And by the way, they can eat it if they need to eat it. It's only $14 million a year.
It's very low, and especially for one of the best offensive catchers in the game. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I just think the 10 years is what's interesting and what he's going to do when he can no longer catch.
Right.
He's 28 years old, right?
28,
yeah.
So we've been, Cappy, switching to a little gambling talk.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Last night, we have a new app called Kutt, K-U-T-T.
I've heard you guys talking about this.
Really cool.
Is it something where you can, like, make bets against each other?
Yep.
And do you guys have, like, where you have to pay the other person? Like, is it set up that way or something?
It is already, it's basically the bet. It'll convey the money from who you need to. So, like, if Bergman and I make a bet on Kutt, we've both got money in there. So the money will just change hands in that way. And, like, last night, I had Lakers plus 9.5 in one bet, and I had Oklahoma City minus 1.5. I went 2-0 last night. And Bergman, for the first time now, I'm actually in the green betting on Kutt.
How do you spell Kutt?
Unbelievable.
K-U-T-T.
Okay, that's important for me because I was trying to spell it C-U-T.
Yes, K-U-T-T.com or download the app. Kutt is fantastic. We have a blast with it. When you join, you get a 10% deposit match, and you also can join our ESPN LA social group there, and we're BSing all the time. Bergman, you're on a roll too, right?
Yeah, I'm on a roll. I'm actually about $80 up right now, and last night it was amazing. I actually took Lakers over at 232.5, which was awful for the entire game. They went to overtime, and normally overtime you don't score a lot of points. They scored 32 points in overtime, 16-16 each, and I won. It was the over because of that.
Yeah,
it was so intense to watch, and I loved watching it more because I actually won money on it.
What's the line of the Laker game tonight?
-4.5.
You want to bet on it?
Lakers -4.5.
Lakers -4.5?
Yeah.
What's the over-under?
Okay.
Over-under's
223.5. I'll take the over if you want to take the under.
You'll take the over. I'll take the under. Yeah, I'll send me that bet.
Wait, so is it always betting against each other, or do you ever bet against the house?
You can never bet against the house. There's always somebody else out there that you're betting against. It's peer-to-peer, so somebody's got to take your action. There is no house.
Oh, my God. This is so smart. This is such a smart app.
It's a great app.
I will tell you guys, true story. I swear to you guys,
Yep.
I have a friend of mine who had an app
mm-hmm.
that does similar to what you're doing, but it never really got off the ground. And they actually changed the name of it. But this was his concept. Yep. I'm not saying he was the only guy that ever came up with it. But this whole peer-to-peer wagering. So, like, if you're out on the golf course,
yep,
hypothetically, yep, pickleball court,
sure,
and I say, hey, Mace, I'll bet you I can beat you.
You can create a custom bet.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There were bets that could be had on pickleball. It got rained out, but there were bets you could make on pickleball on Saturday. They do all kind. You can do a custom bet. Like, you could have bet, I won this bet. This is kind of nerdy, but, you know, I follow the Academy Awards really close. It was Lily Gladstone versus the field. I bet the field. Emma Stone won. I actually won a dime on that.
You know what they should? A dime?
Yeah, a dime.
Oh, a dime.
I called $10 a dime.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, I should have bet the other day, did Beto have over or under 20 bottles of champagne in the back of his truck for pickleball? Did Beto have over or under 3 cases of cervezas? And did Chris Ward from the Green Cross have over or under 12 pounds of weed on him at all times?
I believe I would take the over with Chris. Yeah, I actually would take the over on all three.
Yeah.
I sent you the bet, by the way, Mace.
Okay, good. I will take that action. Absolutely. And, you can hit us with any bet you want. Download the Cut app and do that. I've already got I've got one Lakers minus 4.5 out there, and I've got one New Orleans plus 1.5 at home versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee had to play last night, double overtime. Now they're traveling to New Orleans. I like the Pelicans to win tonight at home. All right, real quick, be caller number 7 right now. 877-710-ESPN. You'll win a pair of tickets to Fight Club OC. An amazing night of fights happening Thursday, April 4th at the Hangar in Costa Mesa. Plus, you qualify to win the Tequila Mandala Fight Night Experience, which includes ringside tickets, mandala bottle service, and more. Caller number 7 right now wins, and you can get your tickets to Fight Club OC at SoCalFights.com. Use promo code ESPNLA for $15 off. That's Fight Club OC at SoCalFights.com. All right, Cappy, what do you got?
Well, so last night, I want to tell you guys, yeah, I drove up last night from South LA,
yep,
to downtown LA. Then, Mace, I drove in rush hour from downtown LA to Westlake.
Yikes.
Oh, dude.
That's a rough drive.
But here's why I did it.
Okay.
For Avner Gatt.
Ah.
Okay? Avner Gatt and I had dinner last night. It was nice. Me. It was Avner's wife. It was Avner's daughter.
Beautiful.
It was Sam Lloyd from our team, our marketing consultant. What a fantastic dinner we had last night.
Nice.
Just all hanging out. And Avner was like, you drove up here today just to come see me? I'm like, yeah, of course. Because here's why. I know what it's like when you have a house and all of a sudden something happens. I had this monster leak underneath my house. All of a sudden, these hardwood floors started to buckle. I tried to act like it wasn't happening. It was. There was a leak that was going on underneath the house for months, okay?
Yep.
And then what happens is you pay your homeowner's insurance every month, and then the homeowner's insurance comes out, and they go, okay, look, you know, we can fix it. It's going to take time. We'll probably give you about, you know, $15,000 to fix it. And you're like, 15 grand?
Yeah.
This is a $100,000 job.
Yeah.
And then you try and negotiate with the homeowner's insurance company, and you find out that is a losing proposition.
That's why you need Avner Gatt.
Avner Gatt, you call him up. And by the way, when you call him, he answers the phone himself. He goes,
how does he do it?
He goes, hello. He does. I'm telling you.
Love that.
Hello. 818-917-5256. 818-917-5256. You call Avner because Avner Gatt negotiates on your behalf to make sure that you get the right outcome, not the insurance company. He's a public insurance adjuster who's on your side. Visit his website, avnergatt.com. A-V-N-E-R-G-A-T, avnergatt.com. But here's the number, and you should just put it in your phone, 818-917-5256. Mace, you'll love this.
Yes.
Avner tells me a story last night at dinner.
Uh-huh.
He goes, a guy calls the calls him up.
Yep.
Avner answers the phone.
Hello.
Hello. The guy goes like this. He goes, hey, is this Avner? Avner goes, yeah, it's me. He goes, what can I do for you? And the guy goes, well, Kaplan told me to call. And he goes, well, yeah, but do you have a problem?
Do you have an issue?
Do you have an issue going on at your house? Are you dealing with something with your homeowner? He's like, no, just Kaplan told me to call, so I thought I'd call. Just,
see?
Just to hear you say.
Those Kaplan fans are out there.
Hello. 818-917-5256 for Avner Gatt.
All right, here we go. Wheel of questions. Cappy's in for Ireland, and look at that on this combo plate day. The question is this. Do you know what fubbing is?
Fubbing.
Fubbing.
Flubbing? Like you flub over?
No, fubbing.
Is that F-U-B-B-I-N-G?
Or is it P-H-O?
Oh.
B-B-I-N-G.
No, oh, like, oh, that was good.
Like it's Indonesian.
Saturday we went for some fuing when it was raining.
You guys fud?
We went to fuh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fud. Yeah, we had fub.
You've been fub.
Exactly. So, fub, do you know what it means? I can't believe nobody knows what it means.
Fubbing.
Brian?
It's a
Never heard of it.
It's a combination of phone and snubbing. So, if you're fubbing someone, you're kind of listening to them, but you're mostly on your phone.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, how guilty of this are you? That's the wheel of questions. How guilty of you are you of fubbing? Constant?
Oh my God.
I have a question for you after you answer.
Okay.
So, I will admit, I'm addicted to my phone.
Yeah.
Because, as we all know, now your phone is your web browser, it's your multiple email accounts, it's your text, it's your Twitter,
yep,
Instagram, TikTok, right?
Yeah, TikTok.
LinkedIn.
Yep.
Okay.
LinkedIn.
What?
I don't know anybody who does LinkedIn.
What are you talking about? It's all over LinkedIn.
What do you mean LinkedIn is huge?
It's not for you.
What is it
it's for?
It's
for people that are actually trying to like get into the business.
Be networking and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be in anybody's network.
Let me tell you something. I hired a company to fix my LinkedIn profile.
No way.
I swear to you. And to make LinkedIn connections for me. And to manage it all in a dashboard. Seriously.
So you manage it or they manage it?
They manage it. For me.
Does that not concern you that somebody's got the con and they can... No?
Was it eBay?
It was not eBay.
It was not eBay.
I don't trust eBay.
So I guess your bottom line is you are guilty of fubbing a lot.
A lot. And
when you and Rachel sit down to dinner.
Oh, well, now wait a second. That's different.
Okay.
Because if I fub while Rachel and I are having dinner,
yep,
she gets pissed.
Yes.
And she leaves.
And she
She leaves?
She will not leave, but she will take my phone from me.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Like a child.
Right.
That's mine now. You can have it after dinner.
Yes, right. After dinner, yeah, you can play with your phone.
I've sat down with my daughter and all of her friends and said, okay, everybody put your phone in the middle of the table.
Yeah, sure, stacking.
And then you know what happens? We're like, hey, somebody take a picture. Wait, none of us have our phones.
Right.
You know? I'm very guilty of
Bergman,
fubbing.
Are you bad at fubbing?
Depends on the situation, but yeah, I can do it. I want to know, Cappy, during your show, during Sedano and Cap, who fubs more?
Oh, my God.
That's an easy one.
Sedano. Sedano's never looked up during a crosstalk.
He is very much guilty of fubbing.
I think there's nobody more glued to their phone than Sedano.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. It can be a little embarrassing, and here's why. Like, right now, we have a very healthy number of people who are in our YouTube chat and who are watching YouTube.
Hi, all.
Okay? And so they'll bust me. All of a sudden, I'll be you know doing something on my phone and they'll bust me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing on your phone? And it could be I'm communicating to Bergie for some reason, or it could be I'm checking the circle of trust on Twitter.
Right, right.
But I get busted all the time. Because you don't even know the cameras are on.
No, you forget the cameras.
See, me, I am actually watching the YouTube show.
I gotta I don't watch the YouTube show.
I can't anymore.
Because the YouTube chat, I love all the YouTube chatters, but you guys get a little...
What, like Stone Steve Mason?
Stone Steve Mason. What does he say?
He says, Bergman is like the Chris Taylor of the Dodgers. He's a Swiss Army knife, but Bergie strikes out less.
Oh, yeah, look
okay.
at that.
That's a nice compliment. See, I heard you get bagged on in the YouTube
chat. I do,
YouTube
but because I called it out, now they're all just trying to give me a ton of love, so I go back in and start talking to them again.
Okay.
But I don't want to talk anymore.
Here's another one. Jesse Hyman. Everybody knows Jesse Hyman.
Jesse Hyman, great guy.
He says, LinkedIn was the second social media network that got created between MySpace and Facebook. I love LinkedIn.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But two networks that aren't really used yet or anymore, you know?
Dude, right, LinkedIn, right. LinkedIn's on fire.
LinkedIn is a huge,
LinkedIn
huge
cannot
place
be on fire.
I promise you,
I don't know anybody on LinkedIn.
I don't think
you
anybody in my age group
LinkedIn
is LinkedIn.
They've never said, see me on LinkedIn.
If you want a network.
Is there a LinkedIn Stories feature?
I don't know if there is.
I think there is.
Is there a LinkedIn Stories feature?
Nobody my age is on LinkedIn. Yeah? Well, if anybody in your age wants to advance themselves professionally, LinkedIn is the platform.
Oh, come on. At his age, no.
I see those emails. I'm like, what the heck is LinkedIn?
I get emails from it, too, and I have no idea why I'm getting LinkedIn emails.
You know, 710 uses LinkedIn brilliantly, by the way. They do. They put up all the stuff about pickleball. They put up stuff about our partnerships.
Okay, I need your guy who did your LinkedIn so I can do my LinkedIn.
I will give it to you.
That's actually a thing.
It's a thing. The company is called Cleverly.
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 Okay. By the way, I am not a fubber.
You don't fub.
I do not.
That is an absolute lie.
It's 100% true.
Absolute lie.
When I go to dinner with Juan, I never look at my phone.
When you and I sit down at 12:15 every day, because that's our set time, how often am I talking to you and you go, yeah.
I'm writing down what you're saying. I'm literally writing down what you're saying.
And I say to you, you did not hear a word I said. You're like, No.
Yeah. Well, I can't do so many things at once.
Well, but that's fubbing.
But I never
use your laptop as your phone.
Correct. But I don't carry my laptop with me everywhere.
Well, of course not.
A lot of times I'm on the if I'm at dinner with Juan, I don't fub.
Well, no, he won't let you.
I'm not
like
a fubber.
Rachel. He would take it away from you.
Right. And like you know who does a lot of fubbing? My mom does a lot of fubbing.
Really?
Yeah, my mom too.
We go all the way out to my mom's house out in the desert, and we're hanging out, and all of a sudden we realize she's mom's just playing Candy Crush.
Oh,
she's
Candy
not
Crush.
Actually paying attention to anything.
Oh, well, she can multitask.
Yeah, that's kind of, if you go to my mom and not Stepdad Leo's house, you generally have my mom playing Candy Crush and young Sheldon on TV with the subtitles on.
That's so funny. My mother is sitting with her computer on her lap. She's either on Facebook or she's doing some kind of like a crossword puzzle or something on her computer.
Right.
And like Days of Our Lives is on TV.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Or like the Today Show. Because my mother's one of those people, she go, you know, they say.
Hoda.
And I go, Ma, who's they? Yeah. And she's like, oh, you know, the Today Show. They say that.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. There you have it. There's your Wheel of Questions. Coming up next. We'll do a call. One call.
Sure.
Wait, we have a 2 o'clock call of the day.
I just had to look at the clock.
877-710-ESPN. By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. 877-710-ESPN. You want to talk about the Dodgers opening day is tomorrow. You want to, if there's leftover Ipe, you can throw that out there. I want to talk about the Toronto Raptors gambling story. Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that one coming up.
How about the Lakers are better without LeBron?
Lakers are better without LeBron, says Cappy. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get a call in here next. In the meantime, hey, if you are having a hard time, I went through a rough stretch a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. I remember. I was trying to pull you out of it.
You did. And you were really good about that. And I am out of it. And I'm really happy to have gotten through it. And the point is, I've got really good friends who supported me through it. But not everybody out there, if you're dealing with anxiety or depression or you're feeling overwhelmed, your bosses you're having trouble with or trouble in your relationship, and you don't have anybody to talk to, that's why the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to help you. They've got free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. They've got a 24/7 hotline. You should not be afraid to use this if you're struggling. 800-854-7771. Even if you're not in crisis, you're just struggling and you want free emotional support, 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health is all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.